Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday night. Friday, June the 19th, 2026, last Friday in the season of spring. Yeah, no, not the last one in the month, but last season, one in the season of spring. Summer comes on Sunday, summer solstice. Matt Morgan, Glenn Coble join me in studio. Glenn is here. He's got a big event coming up on July the 4th, 12 to 2 p.m. down at the courthouse. Tell us about it, Glenn.
Well, we're going to have a rally for Citizens of Democracy is going to be there, and we're going to rally for democracy, and we'll also have probably some people from the Democratic Club, local Democratic Club, and we'll be kind of, I'd hate to say marching, but we'll be standing down around the courthouse, and we'd love everybody to join
us. It's going to be a celebration for the 250th anniversary of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Definitely not a protest, yeah.
Not a protest.
Not a protest.
All right. Now, Adam out there listening says, the first hour was so fab that I made popcorn.
That's good stuff, yeah.
Well, this was a hot hour.
He didn't
now,
bring it in.
No. The phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. Maybe your friend Lee is not listening tonight.
Yeah,
you paid homage to him on the anniversary program.
Yeah.
He was listening this morning.
Good.
Giving Matt all kinds of flack.
Yeah. him and Phil.
You and Phil. Him and Phil gave it to you earlier on. Because, you know, Matt is... let's talk a little local here, and then we'll get back to the national stuff here. How do you feel about the fact that the city was renting dumpsters for $50? No, was it 50? Yeah, 50. $50, you get a dumpster at your house. And then when people found out about it, they said, oh, that was always available to people. We just never advertised it. And then they said, but now that you know about it, no, we're raising the price and we're going to change the rules.
Lovely. Lovely.
So do you believe that's on the level?
I don't know. I'm not sure about our local politics anymore.
That's Dumpstergate.
Dumpstergate, yes. Yes. No. What's going to happen when they no longer recycle anything? Everybody's just going to pile it in their dumpster.
Well, your friend Lee thinks people don't care about recycling.
Recycling is a lie, anyways.
We recycle every week and have for 3 or 4 years. And
we also haven't heard from you. I had a long conversation for 3 years, or three hours. 3 hours the other night with Pastor Craig about what the Iran deal was going to be. Holy mackerel. He was way off on that one.
I don't think anybody knows
anything. Love Pastor Craig. Love you. Call in if you like. 740-383-9944. Dumpstergate?
What about it?
It's like being around during Watergate locally.
Did he ever call in and ask? Did he ever call in and explain what's up with the Republicans' health care plan?
No.
He said he was going to do that.
No, but he said that Trump would not give Iran anywhere near the money that Obama would give them, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
He gave him 300 times as much as the money that Obama gave him. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, you're out there. How you doing?
Yeah, I didn't catch first that one.
Oh, my God. It was hot.
We mentioned you.
Yeah, I heard him mention me. I said, I better call in there.
Yeah. Glenn mentioned you during the anniversary program.
Well, he's the only name that I know.
Well, somebody not so much praise then, I guess.
Well, sometimes you're better off not listening.
Well, now here was the... What?
Nothing.
Okay, well, don't worry about it then. No, here was the kerfluffle that we got into earlier. It was about, we just did Dumpstergate. But the kerfluffle was, do you think if you have an older child, let's say 30 years old, living
oh
in,
my God, we're going to get back to that.
Well, hold on, give me a second. I want to get Glenn's opinion on this, unvarnished. Now, Glenn, you said, no, you didn't. Boy, oh boy, it's getting late. Okay, Glenn. If you had a child move back in, 30 years old, would you keep the same set of rules for them as you had when they were a child living with you, like giving them a curfew at night?
No.
Glenn, I agree.
No, I would ask that they respect the hours that we stay awake and go to bed. But I don't think I'd have any problem with my three children. They'd understand that mom and dad go to bed at 11:30 and we'll be quiet.
There you go. Now, Lee feels differently about this.
Well, now in that situation, you know, it could work out. If you have a responsible adult child that will respect you.
Yeah.
And you have them staying with you, and it's not meant to be for the rest of their life and your life, that's fine.
Yeah, so
but
see, all three of my children are that way.
Live off of you set rules to them so they want to get their own place. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, and I think that's probably what you'd try to do. But yeah. My children are very responsible, and I would never have any problems with them.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard good stories about your, you know, kids and stuff, and then, you know, they're
I can't believe that.
People, I mean.
You said something about your daughter one time on here on the program.
Well, she's a little crazy.
No, you remember what you called her?
No.
Okay, that's probably good. Okay, but it's Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? You excited?
It means nothing in my family.
They won't call you?
Oh, yeah, probably. That'd be nice.
That's nice.
Well, you're going to have a kid. So you can have Father's Day.
I told you, if I had a kid at this point, I'd be senile by the time they were of the age they'd want to move back in.
You would also be a scientific specialty if you had a kid.
Why is that?
You can't have a kid.
Listen, I interviewed a man once who had a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your nuts cut?
Huh?
Did you get your nuts clipped?
Have you had a vasectomy? Is what he means.
We won't think anything less of you.
Yeah, I will.
Why would I ever answer? What? Listen, Glenn, let's hear about Father's Day.
I can't have left.
I don't have anything. Gosh, almighty. Like coconuts or walnuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They still hanging there or are they gone?
I don't know. Last time I checked.
I'm not looking.
Lord.
They're non-functional.
Listen, everything is functional as far as I know it on my body.
Well, when you get older, I mean, that starts to dwindle.
We'll have to ask my wife about that.
Holy mackerel. What an ugly conversation this is.
This has gotten real.
Adam, tune out.
He's still rare enough, able to go.
Listen, I come in here and do this show. As long as my lips are moving, that's all you need to know.
That's true.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
I just want to let you know I'm out here.
Okay, right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Everybody needs a good laugh.
Yeah, that was one. All right, so, Matt, what do you think? You believe that children should not be treated like babies?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
adult
think that's
children.
I mean, look, I think if you have a kid who lives with you who you think is taking advantage of you, instead of setting them rules to try to force them out, how about you just be like, get a job? Like, walk up to them and be like, get a job. You know, you are how old at this point? Get a job.
All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, I don't know Mr. Coble, but I will say this. Some people are trying to get in heaven, and some people are trying to get gifts on Father's Day.
I'm not trying either one of them.
I speak honestly of my kids. I don't know your kids, so I'm not going to. But if my kids moved home, there would be rules. There would have to be a curfew. And yeah, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
I've just never thought of even having my kids come up. I have one kid that's 52, I think, one that's in the late 40s, and one that's in his mid-40s. They're all mature, and I don't think I'd have any trouble with them one way or the other. So, I think even if they were younger than that, I think my kids were always pretty responsible. I don't know why. Well, they had a good mother, I guess.
Sounds like you're going to have a rockin' Father's Day.
There you go. Well, happy Father's Day to all.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Exactly. And I just want to say from earlier, I expressed this to Scott. I don't know that he passed it along. I wasn't trying to beat up Matt.
I'm just passionate about what I feel and think, and on top of that, I can barely hear you guys. Oh. When I'm, you know, I can hardly hear you now, but so I didn't mean to jump all over you or talk all over top of you.
No problem. You're good. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. We appreciate the listeners.
Yeah.
7-4. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why in the world he would not be able to hear us. I can hear
people. Well, no, I mean, when you call in, I think sometimes it's kind of hard because when people are talking at once, it gets a little difficult.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Feel free to call. This is one of those hot issues. You know, sometimes it's feast, sometimes it's famine. 740-383-9944. I just don't think it's good to give adult children child rules. That's all I think it's coddling.
I agree with that. There have to be, doesn't mean you don't give them rules. You might say,
rules are fine.
I don't want you coming in at 1 o'clock on a weekday when we're trying to get to sleep. I might say that to them, but my kids would never do that to me.
There you are.
I mean, I don't know.
He can't talk.
When I was younger,
that's why you always talk over Matt, because he's too busy
being befuddled.
He's winding up the pitch. Yeah, yeah. By the time he winds up the pitch, the show's over.
Speaking of the pitch, the Americans won today on the pitch.
Yes, on the World Cup.
Yes, they did.
How about that?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Matt, what's coming up on your show at 10 o'clock?
Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about politics, but then mainly I wanted to go over Trump's 14-point peace plan.
Oh, there you go. Wonderful. Now, this is interesting. Speaking of the Iran peace deal, I love this story. J.D. Vance, our vice president, was on The View this week. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes. Big ratings everywhere.
Sorry.
Well, he did. And in a press conference talking about the Iran deal, he said he was being criticized that he doesn't have expertise with high-stakes negotiations. And he says, what expertise do I have with hostile high-stakes negotiations? I would point out to those critics the fact that I spent an hour on The View this week and that Joy Behar is way tougher than the Iranians, and we're best friends now. And J.D. said that from the podium at the White House. And by the way, Joy Behar has been a guest on this show 2 times.
Okay.
There you are.
I think J.D. Vance, you know, I don't know. He's an interesting kind of fellow sometimes. I don't know. I really don't know what to say about J.D. I mean, it's certainly, look, okay, going on The View is certainly no peace negotiations, and I tend to agree with his critics. I don't think J.D. Vance should be the harborer.
He was trying to tell a joke.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you know.
Did you laugh really hard at it?
I think he's running for president, and I think that's why he went on The View to begin with.
I don't even think he's going to get Trump's endorsement.
He was very affable on The View, to be honest with you. There were not really any fights going on. He's very affable. Very likable guy.
That's what I've heard about him, that he is a very friendly person.
JD?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the vice president debate that he was in with Tim Walz was, you know,
I've also
it was good. That's what debates used to be like back in the good old days.
But I think that's a funny quote. Yeah, I do think that's funny. I think that's, you know, good joke. Joy Behar is more difficult than the Iranians. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think we set up an arrangement like our Nobel Peace Prize president. I hope Trump's listening. Nobel Peace Prize president.
Yeah.
How he done when he negotiated that deal.
Did he get that from the Soccer Association?
With the Peace Prize?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The FIFA Peace Prize, yeah.
Trump wants one so bad. I mean, I've never seen somebody campaign for the Nobel Peace Prize before. That's a new one.
But did you see J.D. on The View?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Didn't think it was that sensational. I mean,
no, he was okay. There were no fights. I mean, I think Joy Behar did like him. I think she told him.
I think there was crap coming out of his mouth, but, you know, other than that.
Sorry.
You have to do that when you're running for president. I thought he handled it very well.
Well, yeah, but he could have explained. He knows what he's saying. Sometimes it's not true or way out of bounds, but that's just what he's got to say.
Yeah, but don't, is it wrong for him to say that at the podium? I thought it was funny. You know, he's trying to be a nice guy.
Funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Joy Behar, you know, she can really give it to you.
Right. And that's why I think he picked her, of all people. Yeah. And he said Joy Behar, they're best friends now.
But I'd like to know if he's best friends with any of the Iranians that he negotiated with.
You know what I saw? There is a little truth in this. Now, Joy Behar is as hardcore a Democrat as you're going to find. Now, the fact that she does admit that she liked him, and the fact that he would joke with her like this, people always say, well, we wouldn't like the old days when the Democrats and Republicans, maybe they wouldn't vote for each other, but at least they get along. Well, what's wrong with this? I think that's what this is. You got the vice president, Trump Central, with somebody who hates Donald Trump, wouldn't vote for him on a bet, and they're kidding around with each other.
I've got nothing against...
Well, I know people that love Donald Trump, and I'm friends with him.
Yeah, but not J.D. Vance, the vice president.
I don't want to really talk politics with him because they're going to get on my nerves, and then I might have to say something.
Or slap him.
So, but I can still be friends with Republicans, even though I don't know where in the hell they get their mind from. I mean, they're born with something lacking or something in their brain. But other than that,
but these are two
friends with them.
But these are two high-profile political. You got a political pundit and a vice president of the United States. The fact that they can get along and joke with each other like this, I think that's very nice.
Oh, that is good.
It's better than
it's
the
better
other.
Than getting up, walking out.
Yeah, yeah.
There you are. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Well, what do you think, Matt?
I've got nothing against the quote itself, but I don't know. I don't know. Cracking jokes from the White House is just not. I don't know. I mean, you can crack jokes somewhere else, but I don't know. At a podium at the White House, I mean, I don't know. Donald Trump's an interesting.
Was that
kind
a mumble? Did you hear that? I didn't quite get that quote. What was that?
Donald Trump's.
That's what it turned into at one point. I didn't hear it. What was it?
I said, I don't
do that on your show, do you? Man,
are we almost trying to get out of here?
Point 15 on the Iranian deal. Point 16. I don't know what that was. Sounded like you had a stroke over there. I don't know what that. Maybe my headset came out. Go ahead.
I just think Donald Trump is an interesting person, I guess.
Did you hear that, Glenn?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm glad. But I wasn't hearing things.
Okay.
Probably was that chili.
Okay. Didn't quite have the right ambiance to be the chili or the odor.
Certainly did not. 740-383-9944. I think it was fine. When I saw him say it, I left. Oh, well, that's funny.
He could have said it on The View.
Well, I think he was talking about hostile negotiations.
Well, he's talking about hostile negotiations at the White House.
Yes, but The View is known as a... I did see him on The View. He came out, and the first thing he said to him on the live show, he said, now, I heard this was a show of mega Republicans, and they all laughed.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Yeah, terribly funny.
Give the man a break. He's
fine.
Crying.
Yeah, he's just trying to be
affable guy.
Yeah.
Everybody jumps on Trump for not being affable, but J.D. seemed affable.
Well, yeah, I think J.D. is probably smarter than Trump.
Oh, definitely smarter than, yeah, 1,000%.
Now,
I'd place my life savings on that.
Now let's go to the Iranian deal.
Okay.
$300 billion. Here you go, Iran. And no constraints on their nuclear program at all. And we're going to lift every sanction and restriction we've had on them since 1978. So... what was the purpose of this?
There was no purpose, and we got nothing out of it, and we headed no direction that was positive. The only thing that we did is reaffirm what we had already done and then claim that it was done by a new president. It's absolutely no different than the previous. Well, it might be a little less quantitative than the previous agreement with the Obama administration.
And by the way, the $1.7 billion that Obama, he didn't give to them, but that was he freed up their assets, that's also being done. Their assets are being freed up again. As well as their GDP is about $300 billion. We're doubling the size of that country by giving them this money. So what I don't even understand. The gas prices will go down, I guess.
We got nothing out of it, and we will be lucky if the gas prices go down very much.
And now, I think we spent
below $4 today.
Well, it's $80 a gallon right now, I heard. So now
I looked it up earlier, by the way. I do believe that we spent $132 billion on the war.
Right, $132 billion. We're going to give them $300 billion.
We're not giving them $300 billion.
Oh, trust me, they'll get $300 billion.
Oh yeah. They'll get $300 billion. But like, you know, supposedly it's supposed to be like, you know, like regional Arab regional countries like Saudi Arabia and the UAE for some reason, and then like private investors.
You think that's true, Glenn?
I have no idea.
That's how it's written.
Well,
so we're negotiating a deal that other people are going to give them money. Well, these other people are doing that for what reason?
That's what
you have to look at. It's going to cost us It's going to cost us.
I could pull up the paperwork for you.
See, this is why the kids today, they're always in the they don't understand. Saudi Arabia is not just going to give them billions of dollars, not owing a favor.
It's not giving them billions of dollars.
Why are other countries giving them billions to solve our problem?
It's foreign investment.
Investment in what?
Foreign investment.
For what?
I buy businesses in your, or I guess I build businesses in Iran, and then it's good for your economy.
That's
and
not
I
how
I make money.
That's not what's going on here. Iran.
Well, that's what the private investors are doing.
That's not what's going to happen. Private Iran money. Will get money, and Iran will spend that on terrorist programs. They're not going to let you. Oh well, you're not actually giving us money. You're going to come in here and open up a business, Saudi Arabia. Iran's government does not work like that.
I mean, that's...
That's not happening.
It's just absolutely stupid that we renegotiated something and got a worse deal than what Obama had already put in writing and locked in.
Well, Trump tore that deal up.
Yeah, that's the stupid part.
But do you see any time that Iran's going to say, oh, Saudi Arabia, come in here and open up a business?
I don't think they'll ever do that.
No. And they've agreed to this deal. I believe it was signed today. So you know that's not what this is.
They're just trying to make it sound good.
Yeah. It's $300 billion. And they're going to get $300 billion. And it's supposed to rebuild their infrastructure. That's not what they're going to use it on. Iran's a dictatorship. They don't care what the infrastructure's like. They're not going to spend it on their people.
Well, we're becoming a dictatorship too, so I guess it's even.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So what do you got to say, Matt?
Oh, I'm trying to find a news article so I can figure out why the Arab nations are supposed to be paying for it. I assume
I'm telling
reason.
You, there. You can say whatever. It just is not the case.
I don't think any of us know what's really going on behind the closed doors.
No, I think we know that $300 billion is going over there. I think we just don't know exactly. Well,
that's what somebody's telling us.
Well,
we don't see it.
You think it could be more?
Yeah, it could be.
It does say at least $300 billion.
Yeah, but why would Saudi Arabia, on our behalf, so we can sign a peace deal, go do this? How does that benefit Iran? How does that benefit Saudi Arabia? They could have went in there before us without our help if Iran would have allowed not going to allow that.
I mean, it might just be something like, hey, if our economies are somewhat tied together, I wouldn't bomb you, because if I bomb you, it hurts my economy because our economies are tied together. So if we go to war, both of our economies take a hit, which is why global economies are
good. But why is Saudi Arabia in this at all?
Because they're a region.
Location.
Right, but I mean, the location's been there for the last 30 years.
And if we had kept our mouths shut and not ripped up the old agreement, things would have been a lot better.
And why are we lifting all the sanctions and restrictions?
It was part of the peace deal.
Yeah, but why?
Good question.
They were there for 25, 30 years. Why?
Why
are we unfreezing their funds? Why are we not giving any rules about it was all about the nuclear, and we haven't put one rule in there in regard to their nuclear weapons?
They said they wouldn't make nukes, but the final final thing is supposed to be like, you know, as the final decision as to what they're supposed to do with the nuclear enriched material is supposed to come at the end of the final agreement. So this is like step one of two.
So we're going to give them 300.
After 60 days, apparently, there's supposed to be a second agreement.
Okay. So why do you think Israel hates it? Why do you think the Republicans hate it? If it's not costing us any money and we're going to stop their nuclear capabilities, why don't the Republicans love it? Why doesn't Israel love it?
Because it's a worse deal than we had before.
But that's not impacting Israel, and that's not impacting the Republicans.
I don't know for sure. I don't know a whole lot about Israeli politics, but I would assume Israel does not want to stop bombing Lebanon or Hezbollah. And that's
well,
part
we
of
can't
the,
stop them.
That's part of the peace deal. So
well, we can't stop them.
Well, I mean, I
but
understand
they know,
that.
You have doubled the power of Israel. Their GDP is $300 billion.
Iran,
and we're giving them $300 billion, and we're not saying you have to disable your nuclear weapons. That puts Israel in a really bad spot. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, did you know law enforcement's made a new rule?
What's that?
Instead of searching people, you just ask them if they have any weapons on them.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Well, what do you think? Where do you think the $300 billion's coming from?
Our taxpaying dollars.
Of course it is. Do you think there's any...
Trump's money.
Do you think there's any chance...
The government's money is Trump's money, so... Maybe it is coming from
do you think there's any chance that Saudi Arabia is going to open up a business in Iran?
Hell no. How that going to be successful over there? If open up a business in their country, it's going to be a lot more successful.
Of course. And you think Iran, a dictatorship, is going to let Saudi Arabia collect money off of the, not with a toll?
Oh, yeah. After 30 days of that agreement, they're supposed to go back to being able to charge tolls.
Right, and that too. Now we're going to get hit tolls. The Strait of Hormuz was wide open before that. Now we get hit with tolls.
Right.
What did we get in this deal? What did we get?
Nothing.
I mean, if people can't plainly see through Trump, especially after this, I mean...
Well, I think the Republicans are very angry. I've heard Ted Cruz speak out against this. I've heard Cassidy speak out against this. Ted Cruz is the one who said, you're giving a terrorist state $300 billion.
Did you know the... I don't know if it was Italian prime minister or diplomat or what. They was supposed to come over here pretty soon to the White House. They canceled.
Oh, really? Who's in charge
lady
of
that
Italy. Yeah.
He made sure he got the touch and kiss when he was there at the White House, and Trump was saying that she wanted, you know, him to hug her and kiss her.
Well,
and the Italians, you know, came back with, forget that trip we were supposed to come over there for. It's off.
Well, it's an interesting time. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. I just have never seen anything like this. And again, what it showed to me was whoever thought that Iran was a pushover country was highly mistaken.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we think that everybody else is stupid and we're bright, but we've actually proved in the last 10 years how stupid we are.
But I kept saying at that time, Iran? Why is Iran weak? I never did understand that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. So Obama released $1.7 billion of Iran's own money to them.
Right.
They were frozen assets. And then we supposedly won this war. It used to be a phrase that to the victor go the spoils. Why are we paying for the reconstruction? Why are we doing any? Why are we, you know, why are we not just taking their oil?
That tells you who won.
I've heard say that before. If we go to war, why don't we just take their oil? We are the victor.
That's what somebody would say.
Well, do you believe that Saudi Arabia is going to put a business in Iran?
Absolutely not.
So why is this even a conversation? I mean, where do you think this $300 billion is coming from?
Well, it's coming from the tax dollars. Everybody knows that,
right?
But like I said, we have We come up with $300 billion for Iran. We come up with $80 billion to fight the war. We come up with $700 billion to give businesses and loans, PPP loans during COVID that never even had to be paid back. We give, I don't know how much, many billions to Argentina or whoever, but yet the American people can't get affordable health care or good education or affordable education.
It's infuriating.
Seems to be a disconnect to me.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
And feel free to call in anytime. We've still got 16 minutes left in the show, 740-383-9944. So you're reading over there, Matt, during the show. What do you think? Oh, it's one of those slurs again.
Well, no, I mean, it's basically just, I guess, apparently they already have a half of it in private investments, allegedly. And it's supposed to go to, Wednesday, let me... Yeah, by the way, companies based, so it's going to be it's private interest based in the U.S., the Gulf Arab states, Asia, South America, and Africa.
Uh-huh. They're doing what?
And we're supposed to believe this?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck that even means.
Well, this is CNBC.
Well, what does that mean? What are you saying?
Half of the money has been apparently already gathered somehow, but I'm trying to figure out what they're using it for.
So we're gathering the money to give to them.
Adding that companies based in the U.S., the Gulf Arab states, Asia, South America, and Africa have agreed to commit financing.
Right, but not business.
That's the first thing I said. Adding that companies based in the U.S. Companies mean business.
Based in the U.S., but that's not saying they're going to put businesses in Iran.
Investments pledge span energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transport.
Yeah, but where does it... Did you hear in that whole soliloquy, we're going to build businesses in Iran? Say it again.
Investments pledge span energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transport. Those are
in
businesses.
In the U.S.
Manufacturing.
No!
Well, what did you say?
The new fund. Yeah, I'll read the whole paragraph for you.
Go ahead.
The new fund is a private investment vehicle, not a reconstruction or reparations program. It will not include any government money or grants, the source said. A CNBC source. However valid you think CNBC is. Adding that companies based in the U.S., the Gulf Arab states, Asia, South America, and Africa have agreed to commit financing. Mm-hmm. Investments pledged span energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transport.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to use it for.
Yeah, well, you can give it to
supposedly.
I'm saying these people aren't going in there to build the business. They can say they're going to pledge it for whatever. Iran's going to use it for terrorist activity. They're not going to use it for transportation. What do you think they're going to build, the L over in Iran? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Glenn, what do you think about Sherrod Brown? If you're in the Congress and Senate or President or whatever, I don't know how far down it's going. That you shouldn't be allowed to buy and sell stocks.
I think that's
great stocks.
I think that's very important.
I think that would be.
I've said ever since I started running in office, the problem that we have with politics right now is that there is too much money in politics, and the way the money gets in there is exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. You shouldn't be able to hide that
just
money.
Just like insider trading.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got insider trading and a lot of stuff.
Yep, yeah, and that should be done away with.
I hope that comes to fruition. I wanted to get your opinion.
There are too many rich people that benefit from it. They won't do away with it.
So, caller, do you think that Iran is going to put transportation and electric...
It also says that they have... It mentions that they have an educated population of 92 million, 92 million people and that they have a significant untapped potential in sectors ranging from petrochemicals, mining, and tourism. Petrochemicals, mining, tourism, and agriculture.
Okay.
So they could definitely use the $300 billion to invest in those things that are apparently untapped.
But you just seem to think that Iran's government wants to have a successful...
If I was Iran and my GDP has been shrinking for the last, 20 years due to these economic sanctions, yes, I might want to be able to rebuild my economy.
They were just
right
about blown up. What they are concerned about is building a nuclear weapon and not having to deal with this anymore. That's all they're concerned with, period.
Well, they wouldn't want to do any investing in any other country because... They can invest $300 billion over here, and then, the next president gets in if it's Vance or If Trump ends up running in 28, hopefully he did by then.
They're not investing. People are investing in them.
They'll just seize the assets of you again if they get mad.
That's right. Well, you're going to run this business over there, and Iran's just not going to cut you off when they don't like that you're making too much money off of them? Of course they are.
They're foreign investments. I mean, like, it's not.
Great for
so
Iran
it says. I do believe it's supposed to be 60 days for them to be like the mechanism to actually be outlined. They don't even know how it's going to work yet.
That's right.
By the end of the 60, it hasn't been given. I don't know. According to, I'm not there, but you know, according to what I've read. They signed the deal, but the deal starts the 60-day period in which they're supposed to negotiate the second deal. This is basically like a big ceasefire agreement,
Haven't we had a ceasefire?
Yeah, but this is like a memorandum of understanding. It's not like a peace treaty.
I've got a bridge in Brooklyn. I'd like to sell you, man.
They're gonna bomb Iran.
That's the most nonsensical thing I've ever heard. You can guarantee that Iran has the money. If Iran didn't have the money, they would be putting it out there right now. Because Iran did that the last time this went around. Trump said, we got this great deal, and they said, no, you don't. Now, Iran hasn't done that this time. So I have to believe that they have been given something. They wouldn't open up the Strait of Hormuz for a memorandum of understanding. Not a chance.
But they're going to close it back down and charge tolls through it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's only
Maloney.
For limited time it's going to be open.
Why did they open up the strait? For a memorandum of understanding?
Well,
I don't know why they opened
got
it
tired
up
of
for,
being bombed?
I don't know, 30, 60 days or something
and
like
now
that.
Look, I mean, I assume we got tired of spending the money
when
on bombs.
We were not
public sentiment for the war was certainly
them?
Not. What do you mean? When
we have
we
not been bombing them. We've
Iran?
Been in a ceasefire.
A semi.
Yeah.
Well, Israel's going to mess that up. They don't want a deal.
Well,
with
they got
Iran.
Bigger. Yeah,
that's you. That's what you just said. It. That's the whole point of why is Iran's got the money. The Strait of Hormuz did open. That's all you need to know. The Strait of Hormuz opened on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? So listen,
if they're not following their own deal. I don't know what to tell you. That's what the paperwork says.
I don't think that's the deal. I don't think anybody's seen the deal. I think that's what they're saying the deal is.
Everybody says what they want to say.
Yeah. And you can guarantee if they did... What about the restrictions and the sanctions? Those haven't really been lifted? You can guarantee Iran's working on a nuclear weapon right now.
They got tunnels where they're building them, and you ain't going to bomb them. And we've never learned that. You can't bomb a country into submission.
No, it never works. Didn't work with Vietnam. Didn't work with Iran. Never works.
You know, after that thing in Venezuela, he thought, you know, with our military, we're so uninvincible. And boy, he's really learned quick, hasn't he?
So, I mean, nobody has seen the paperwork, I guess, but the Trump... it's worth going over line by line to get through the draft agreement, which was read out by a senior Trump administration official in a call with reporters. This is the paperwork.
Okay.
But nobody believes
any of it.
Any of the other, what the other countries are saying, so why do we even look at it?
But all you have to know is for them to open up the strait, you know they were given something. They wouldn't have done it just to do it.
Maybe.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We got about 10 minutes left in the program tonight.
My brain is getting sore from listening to it.
Well, I just think that we know what the insiders are saying. And the basic points of this are the sanctions and the restrictions that have been there for 40 years are going to be lifted. They're going to get $300 billion. They're not going to use it for anything but funding terrorist
activity.
The
United States of America undertakes with regional partners to develop a definitive, mutually agreed plan with at least $300 billion for the reconstruction and economic development of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The mechanism for the implementation of this plan will be finalized as part of the final deal within 60 days.
I understand
all required license, waivers, and permissions needed for the relevant financial transactions will be granted by the United States of America.
Uh-huh. We're granting permissions for
Foreign transactions to Iran.
I bet that's true. I bet that's true. But you don't seem to understand that Iran controls everything in their country. You don't give them money and tell them what to do.
If they want the money, it's part of the deal that outlines how the money's supposed to work. I mean,
why would you take off all the restrictions and sanctions you have on them?
You want me to pull the thing back?
No, I understand what they said. I'm telling you the reality of it.
I mean, like,
it comes down to BS on both parties.
Right. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying.
They both just collectively agreed to lie to everybody.
Yeah.
You got proof for this?
That's what they do. They lie.
Yes, I we were going
to blow them. It sounds like a big conspiracy to me.
Conspiracy? We were going to blow them off the face of the earth back on a Tuesday at 9 p.m.? Did that happen?
Every time Trump has lied about the peace deal, Iran has come out and said, oh, you're lying.
You got it.
They had a
You got it.
So now they just both agreed to lie?
No. We gave them the $300 billion.
We did not give them the $300 billion.
I bet you.
Donald Trump said we did not give them the $300 billion. J.D. Vance said we did not give them the
$300 billion. Oh, yeah, right.
Like I said, every time Donald Trump has lied previously, they said, you're lying.
Because it was negative to them. Of course, why would they got $300 billion. Why would they contradict that? Why would Donald Trump say we didn't give him $300 billion? Because he doesn't want to look like a fool.
He missed out on that one.
I mean, you're talking backwards logic here. Before, Trump is saying he made the best deal with them, that they're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz, that they've made all these concessions. That's why Iran contradicted and said, well, no, you didn't. The reason this time is that they benefited.
So they just both agreed to lie.
No, Iran hasn't said anything.
Lying by omission is still a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Explain that to the Iranians. I'm sure they really care about that.
Yeah, I bet you they do. I bet you if I lied to the omissions to them, they'd probably kill me.
So you believe Iran's got nothing and they're
if
just
I
doing this?
If I was in Iran and I lied by omission, I think I would probably be murdered, yes.
Glenn, do you believe Iran got nothing and they just said, yes, Mr. Trump, we'll do a memorandum of understanding.
He's not over yet.
We trust you fully.
The only thing I believe is that everybody is lying.
There you go.
See, everybody's lying.
Yeah. To their advantage. If they see that it'll be to their advantage to lie, they will lie. If they see it'll be to the opponent's advantage to lie, they will lie. It's just all BS. And unfortunately, the United States of America has bought hook, line, and sinker into that.
And all you need to know is if it were true, we'd have the paperwork. It wouldn't be through a conference call from a staffer reading it.
According to the paperwork, this is supposed to be like part one of two deals.
Has anybody seen the paperwork?
It was red.
Red. Yeah, you got that right. Why not show it? Because everybody's doubting it. Show us the paperwork. If you can read it, you can show it.
Okay.
I'm asking you, why?
I guess they thought this was easier, I suppose. I don't know.
They thought that was easier. It's easier to read it than tell you?
It's easier to avoid the truth if you don't see it.
So we believe that what they read was all true. Because they've been so truthful during this entire thing.
I don't know.
I can't believe
that's
that we're still believing.
Headache.
All of a sudden we're believing that, that's exactly what's going on. Trump is never going to say he was defeated. This is the man who still says he wasn't defeated in the 2020 election. Is he going to say that he didn't give him $300 billion? Of course he's going to say that.
If his mouth is moving, he's lying.
And you think anybody in that administration is going to speak out against him? They won't be there very long. But Glenn, tell us about your event on July the 4th. 12 to 2 at the courthouse. Yes. Plugs are important.
My brain won't be so sore anymore. We're going to have a rally at the courthouse from noon till 2 to support democracy. And we'd love to have everybody down there supporting democracy on July 4th. I know it's a kind of an unusual day to have it because people will be cooking hot dogs and stuff like that. But cook your hot dog at 2:30 instead of 12:30.
250th anniversary of the country.
That's right.
You got it.
Do you know how many years Marion has been associated?
206, I think.
I don't know. It's a long time.
We did the bicentennial, I believe, back in 2020. So I think it's 206.
Very proud of our community. I'm proud of our country. And I'm proud of being an American. But that's what we're going to show on January 4th.
And you're going to sing "I'm Proud to Be an American"?
No.
All right, Matt. What do you want to say?
What
would you like to say?
About
anything.
I don't know. Coming up on my show, I guess I'm going to be talking about the 14 point. I'm going to read the 14 point plan. And,
oh, just like they did in the press conference.
Yep. Look, I mean, if it's a lie, then I guess, look, I mean, if you're being lied to by two world governments, then I guess what's the point in even, like, I mean, like, honestly, like, you've been lost at that point. It's game over. I mean, you got to believe something at some point.
I'm afraid that might be true.
And I would assume, I would hope that at least it's bad when I have to rely on Iran to be the bearer of truth here. But Iran has not called Donald Trump a liar yet, and they have consistently throughout the war.
But again, I think you're missing the point.
So I'm just...
I think, again, you're not listening to the point of that.
Okay, the entire Trump administration's liars, and we paid him $300 billion of taxpayer dollars, and you did.
No, I did not say that. What I said was that...
Trump lied, and we paid them $300 billion of taxpayer dollars.
Yes, I did not say the entire administration was filled with liars. I did not say anything like that. What I said was...
I said that.
Okay, then you said that. What I said was, is the because you keep going back to every time Trump has said something that's not true, Iran has contradicted him. Because when he was saying things before, it was negative to Iran. $300 billion is not negative to Iran. They're not going to contradict that because they want the $300 billion. That doubles the size of their country. Why would they contradict that? That makes no sense at all. And you can guarantee part of that deal was... Don't contradict us when we give you this money.
Okay,
and you think Donald Trump was going to come back, this man who is claiming now that he won the war and this is the best peace deal? Do you think this is the best peace deal ever given?
No.
Well, he said that.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump's stupid.
No, we got to believe it, Matt. You just said you believe your president.
No, I said I believe Iran. Funnily enough.
But why would Iran say... that you're a loser if you just... That's like hush money. We just gave you $300 billion. Why are you going to come back and say we're a loser?
Huh?
Why would Iran say...
Okay, at some point, there's got to be a paper trail for the $300 billion.
Oh, there will be.
And I'm going to be interested to see who paid it.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got to contradict one of your statements there.
Go ahead.
You said that $300 billion is going to double the size of their country. They're not
going
to get any bigger wise. It's going to add to their GDP.
Add to their GDP. Double their GDP, yes. That's true.
Yeah, not the size.
But do you believe they've already gotten it?
I doubt they've already gotten it. They've probably gotten a nice chunk.
And do you think they're going to use that for...
They have to go through Congress, though.
Oh.
Because Congress controls the purse.
Well... I don't think so, because what is Ted Cruz so upset about if this deal hasn't taken place? Why is he saying we just gave $300 billion to a terrorist state?
Well, he probably thinks that we're about to give $300 billion
to a
terrorist state.
Maybe we have,
state.
I don't know, but
and that's a
I don't
bad
think
deal.
The president should be allowed to...
But if it's for infrastructure, why does he care?
Well, because it's still not a good deal.
No, what he's saying is they're going to use it for terrorist activity, and you can bet on that.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think the president should be allowed to offer that without going to the Congress and getting it approved.
Congress is the only organization
that
can.
They control the purse.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know what?
Something's wrong here, I think.
I'd say you're right.
Well, you'll have the election. They all know they're in trouble with the elections. That's what this is all about.
Oh, I can't wait.
And Israel's upset because they know that if Iran has that kind of money funneled into their country...
The entire peace deal relies on Israel not bombing Lebanon or Hezbollah again.
And they're going to
do that.
Wait
and see. Well, have they stopped?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. I don't think they've stopped.
I thought they did.
We got to quit worrying about Israel.
Who's worried about Israel?
We are.
We always have been.
Why do you think we're in this thing?
The government is. I have, you know, I care about America. I care about Canada and Mexico, I guess. They're our
neighbors.
All right.
Well, we've hit our time tonight. Hey, stay tuned for Matt's show. He's going to read it to you just like the White House did. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, that wraps it up. Glad, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Matt, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And thanks for everybody who listened. And Matt's show's coming up next. And for this night, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Communities for the better. As POET produces American-made biofuels, we are proud to create local jobs and expand grain markets for local farmers. For more information, visit poet.com/Marion and enjoy the 2020